When psychology professor David Myers went on vacation to Scotland, he was thrilled to visit 800-year-old Iona Abbey. But when the service began, he was lost.
As the sound reverberated around those ancient stone walls, it was indecipherable by the time it got to my ears.
Then his wife noticed a hearing assistance sign on the wall with a T on it. The T stands for telecoil. Myers was wearing hearing aids that contained the inexpensive little magnetic sensor. He pressed a button on each hearing aid to activate the feature.
And what happened was just amazing. Suddenly, crystal clear sound was coming from the center of my head as if the person were 3 feet in front of my face.
The Abbey had installed a wire called a hearing loop or induction loop. It transmits sound via a magnetic signal to the telecoil in a hearing aid or cochlear implant. Once switched on, that telecoil acts as a personal wireless loudspeaker for the listener. Many new hearing aid models use the technology. Here's how a regular church service can sound to a hearing aid wearer.
The second lesson. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord.
Now here's that sound again, transmitted via hearing loop.
The second lesson. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord.
Hearing loops are common throughout Western Europe, especially in Britain and Scandinavia, where they provide clearer sound in theatres and churches and at ticket windows. Loops have also been installed at the Brisbane, Australia airport and in Hong Kong's Disneyland. Since he got back from Scotland in 1999, Myers has been on a mission to introduce loops across the United States. His part of Michigan now has hundreds, from senior centers to the Grand Rapids Airport. Other states, including Arizona, Wisconsin, and Florida, have also installed hearing loops at public spaces in their communities. But hearing assistance systems in this country more commonly use infrared or FM signals to transmit sound. Myers says the problem with that technology is it requires people with hearing loss to do the work.
To get up, locate, check out, wear, and return special equipment.
That equipment is usually either a headset or a neck loop. Janice Schachter says many people with imperfect hearing are reluctant to go through the hassle of putting one on. Schachter runs an advocacy group in New York City called the Hearing Access Program.
People with hearing loss actually want dignity. They don't want a big neon sign that says, I have a hearing loss.
Schachter's daughter Arielle, now 17, has severe hearing loss. Family outings became a trial.
We would go to a Broadway show and she couldn't hear the sound. Sometimes the sound director would think the music was loud enough and they therefore didn't need to mic the music into the headset. Sometimes the headsets were broken.
Schachter's organization has helped get hearing loops installed at New York venues like the Natural History Museum, a branch of the Apple Store, and most of the information booths in the notoriously noisy subway system. Ariel Schachter says the hearing loop in the booth at this station funnels the transit worker's voice right into her ear and blocks out the subway noise behind her. Without it,
I would have a much more difficult time. I would be relying less on hearing and more on lip reading in doing that. And I mean, that's not perfect.
Her mother is continuing her push to loop New York City and other places too. Janice Schachter says a charitable foundation in Greece is building an opera house and library in Athens that will have hearing loops. And she's talking to several museums in South Africa about installing loops there. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite in New York.